Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here. along with.
Okay, good morning, TNT. Another fabulous day in the Nardland. Yeah. I can call it fabulous because all we got is good information, no bad information. All we have in front of us is time. So, and I only got a couple more hours a day. And it's my birthday, so I ain't going to be nothing but happy. But, all right, Ray, what's the good news? Anything?
When's your birthday? That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right, okay. Sounded like you're saying today was your birthday.
Nope. Like, I said I got a couple hours, and it's my birthday.
Couple hours. Got you.
I will start partying. Well, I'll be partying a long time for that. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. No updates went out.
No updates went out.
Nope. So we're starting with a clean slate.
All right. Then let's create an update then. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So, guys, what we tried to do was find out. Okay. Thank you. Oh, let me say this first. You're absolutely right. I want to thank all you guys for all the birthday cards, all the gifts. Arthur Fuente, I don't know if you guys know him. His own cigar line. And actually sent me a birthday card and signed it. And tell you thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you're part of TNT. And I'll see you on your next stop to Sacramento. So. Thank you guys for everything, all the cards, all the gifts, and all the cigars. I really do appreciate it. Okay. What I did want to update you guys on was our guys who did the exchange. Because some of you are going to like it, some of them are not going to like it, and some of you are going to understand that it is what it is. So he's telling us what happened. Was he had SKRs, and when he got his SKRs, they were limited. They were limited to 20 million dinar, 200 million dong, and 500 trillion zim. With six zeros off, he got to exchange that. We gave you the rate. The zim was at 3 cents, but he got to exchange 500 trillion. And he said there is no clawback. They let them know they will not be going back after the Zen money. It's done. And all the rest of his currency has to wait for the RV. But he got to exchange those limits. Was that last week? Right, or week before last?
That was weeks ago.
Yeah, week before last when he did his exchange. So those were the amounts he got to exchange, and he did exchange his Zim notes, and they took six zeros off. We will wait and see what happens when we go to the bank. But I will be taking my Zim. I'll tell you that. All right. So other than that, everybody I know is saying this will be over. Or it's projected to be over by the end of the month or by the end of the week. That's everybody I know is saying that. And since there's only 2 days left in the week and 4 days left in the month, I don't guess it can be that far off. That's their plan. That's what it's set up for. They're just waiting to see if it actually goes through this time. Not a whole lot of news. Not a lot to be worried about. I guess there's a delegation here in the U.S. I think they're supposed to be here for 4 days. And they're saying when they return, they will announce the last of the ministers. And I just don't know when the 4 days is up, whether it's Friday or Saturday. But they're saying they're going to announce the ministers when they return. So we're in good shape. Nothing we can do but wait. So, Ray, I guess we got 89 people got questions. Let's answer like five or six of them. Okay.
Let's see. I'll just the board questions. BZ448. Have you heard if exchanges will be able to be done in Panama since they are on the dollar exchange rate in that country?
Wait, say it again.
Have you heard if any if exchanges will be able to be done in Panama since they are on the dollar exchange rate in that country?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they can exchange dollar there right now. Okay, if they can, then it shouldn't be a problem. But no,
okay.
I don't know.
Betty G, a.k.a. Denara, a.k.a. Cher, she has about three names. I gave her a share. Anyway, she says, in previous calls, you mentioned we should have a separate account open for Dong. Is this still the case?
Separate account open for Denar. And we've been going through that for the last couple of calls, guys. We were told to do that because of the tax implications, to put your Denar in a separate account. Because if it was taxed or was not taxed, it wouldn't be included. So that's your option. We were told that years ago by a guy in the Treasury to put it in separate accounts. Now, he's no longer at the Treasury. There's a different administration, so I don't know what's going on, but that's what we were told then.
Vince Webb says, I see that the main and most famous banks are heavily into derivatives. Is it advisable to leave your money with these types of banks, or do you have info that you can pass on about this matter?
I do not. I can't advise you guys of anything because legally I'm not certified to do that. So I cannot. But when you go to your bank and you get your wealth manager, you should ask a host of questions so you'll know what he's talking about. Don't just say yes, no, that. Let me look at it. Have some knowledge of whatever he's talking about yourself. And then get more than one person's opinion who are in the business. Okay?
Okay. Real money for us. How long are the codes good? Do they expire after a certain amount of time?
I guess they're good. I don't know how long they're good. I don't know if there's a 72-hour. What we've been told that the codes are signed off, done. It's sitting at the Treasury. The banks are ready. They're waiting for it to go from the Treasury. So that's where we're still at.
All right. Markster, I don't understand your question, but you can ask that on open mic. Rimfire. If it were to RV today and we invest our money, when will the taxes on our investment be due? Third quarter this year or next year? The reason for asking is they're planning a budget.
If you are a multimillionaire and you are investing money, moving money, you will be doing quarterly taxes. Quarterly. Now, if you're a billionaire, you could be doing monthly taxes. But you at least will be doing quarterly taxes. So don't plan on waiting till the end of the year to do anything. Okay, Ray?
All right. At last 51, Tony, in the past, we've always expected that the rate change in Iraq would occur between 2 to 3 a.m. Eastern time on the weekdays or after 3:45 p.m. on Friday. In your opinion, does that still hold true, or can we get notification of a rate change at any time during the day?
They could surprise us and do it at any time during the day. I think it would make life difficult in Iraq if they did it in the middle of the day because people have been making purchases all day at a different rate. How could they notify them mid-purchase, hey, the rate just changed 5 minutes ago and you just paid 5,000 times too much for that gallon of milk or that soda or whatever it is because now this is the new rate. So I don't see them getting people all day caught in those transactions. It's going to have to be what really makes sense is something late, I mean early in the mornings, so the whole day can be at the same rate. That's what makes sense to me. That's what they've always tried to achieve,
mm-hmm.
is they wanted the rate to go an hour before the banks open in Iraq was the goal at one time, which still didn't make sense because the banks opened at 9. That means 8. So somebody getting up 3, 4 in the morning or buying gas or doing something was going to lose a whole lot of money. But we'll see. I still think it makes more sense in their early morning. All right. Next?
Larry 1 says, is there still going to be a contract rate at $28.50?
There is a contract rate at $28.50, is what I've been told at every level. Banks, committee, DC, there's a contract rate at $28.50. First come, first serve, qualified for it. All right.
Little Jewel 2 says, hearing mixed intel as to latest date for redemption of Zim. Problem is, latest date I've heard is 4/22, but some say by midnight 3/29. What's your take on this?
I was going to say some people are idiots, but I guess I just did. How's it going to be 3/29? We haven't even started exchanging yet.
No, that's the date. 3/29 and 4/22. Those are dates. Sorry.
I know. Today is 3/27. So
right.
How's the last day going to be 3/29? We haven't even started exchanging yet.
Okay.
I mean, who does that make sense to?
Did I read it as the last date? Oh, okay.
That's what you said, the last date.
Yep, the latest date. You're right. My bad.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. And they're only going to give you 10 days, 20 days. Some people are not even going to know about it. They're not even making the announcement. And you're supposed to exchange from a whole country? Well, people are not making sense. And how would they know what the limit was or when it was when it hasn't even started? And if they knew all that, then they could have been told us that Zim was going 100%, 1,000%, and here's the day it's going on. Because here's the day that it ends. Now, ask some idiot that date. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. That didn't come from me. Ray said that. All right, what's next?
All right, live callers. First one, 865 area code.
Oh, no, man. That was all the questions. I'm sorry.
That was it.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Good afternoon, Ray. Appreciate your information here. Just have a couple of questions for you. It's interesting on the Zim being exchanged. So how does that impact what your committee person is saying, or are they not saying much anymore with respect to the Zim?
Well, being that we just got the information this morning, we haven't talked to him. So I don't know what he's going to feel about it, but this came from a trusted source who has given us other information that has come true. So I got to believe it.
Good. Good. Also, your reference to the fact that we need to be expecting quarterly taxes, I would figure that the high percentage of us really haven't been in that position before. And taking it from 2 days to the end of the week, 4 days to the end of the month, if we were fortunate enough to fall within that period thing, falling prior to April 1, is that saying that we would be owing quarterly taxes by April 15th?
I don't know how they're going to do it. They may just let everybody run to the end of that quarter. It's going to be based on, how much you have, so it doesn't apply to everybody once you start getting that interest. But once they see it in there, I think they notify you that you're now on a quarterly plan. But that's something everybody can do. Call the IRS, call your state and ask them at what point do you have to go to quarterly taxes. And if you get an inheritance or something by Friday, how does it apply? But it may be different in each state as far as state taxes. But everybody can call the IRS and they'll tell you. Okay?
Because personally, reason for my asking was just wanting to be sure that, we aren't getting tripped up on this, and you know we're getting in at one point and then suddenly we're slammed with tax problems because of a 2-week duration. So IRS is going to get a lot of calls probably. So, and lastly, I was intrigued by the fact that it has surfaced that there's yet another holiday in Iraq that the Cabinet Council of Ministers declared, and that's on April 2nd. That's Tuesday. So supposedly it's tied in with one of the Imam anniversary of the martyrdoms or something. But who knows? But that's in their papers and on their websites. So share that with you. And prior to that, we have a happy birthday to you, sir. Enjoy it ever so much. It seems like it's going to be a great day. And 10 days from whenever all of this, we know it's going to be our Pay It Forwards, TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. Looks like a great time.
All right. Thank you,
appreciate
ma'am.
It. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 805 area code. You're on.
Good morning and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Just one question, and this is towards you, Ray. You're the trust man. I trust you. trusts, are they state or federal or both? In other words, when you create a trust, is it I live in Arizona now. I have property and plan on moving back to California when this comes through. Is it a federal trust that I should create, or is it a state trust? And the purposes of the trust, I've talked to you before, is to get those relatives part of the IMF program so that I can transfer the money into their trust.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay, but I wanted to know, the reason why is, do I get a trust guy here or do I get a trust guy in California?
That'll be your choice, but what you started off with, a statutory versus a non-statutory, it's not going to matter as far as any IMF investments or anything else you get involved in.
Okay, all right. So I can get a trust lawyer in either place and the laws will protect me as far as the trust. I don't have to get another one when I move to California. That's basically what I'm talking about.
No, you won't have to get another one when you move. You just learn what the conditions are for the new residents and go according. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys all much, and hopefully we got this thing done in 4 days or so. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
610 area code. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Tony, and enjoy your Macallan 20 and one of your smooth-smoking cigars tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to keep this short because, Ray, you said in your tweet it's going to be a short call. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the call. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very glad that you did. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal and rally, rally, rally so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Make it a dynamite day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, 303 area code. You are on.
Howdy, guys.
Greetings.
Hey,
good morning.
I had a comment about the tax information you said about earlier. When you do quarterlies, they always calculate your quarterlies when you do your taxes and then you get your quarterly little slip of paper that you're supposed to pay on the dates that they give you the next year, and it's based upon what you did the year before. So whenever we exchange on the first payment that would be due, you would just pay the balance plus $1 of what you paid last year. So for most of us, that shouldn't be a problem once we've done an exchange. So you don't get interest and penalties if you paid in your quarterly payments at least the amount you paid last year. And
okay.
So that should help. But always get advice from a good tax person. And then, hey, Tony, I was going to make a suggestion to you. We talked a couple of weeks ago, and I had suggested about doing the putting the calls on YouTube. And you said, oh, but I don't want to make money off of this because I don't want other people thinking that I'm making money off of it, because that's not why I'm doing it. And I got home and I started thinking about that. And I just wanted to make a comment and see if, you know, you always say, who does that make sense to? And when I started thinking about it, I thought, yeah, but here's the deal. The money that we get from our exchanges, I think most people in this community want to be part of giving back. So we all have some kind of quiche as kids. And so we're now funneling our money to help support the services that TNT provides to give us the call and information, as opposed to getting it from, you know, Coke and McDonald's, because they run advertising on the, you know, for the callback, you know, listening to the callbacks. And so in essence, you're taking away from Keisha's kids by doing that. And so and those other gurus and people out there that make the comments, they don't think well of you anyway, because you take donations. And so you're trying to be good in their eyes. And I'm like, well, who does that make sense to when you're really taking money away from Keisha's kids when you think about it?
Okay. Thank you. And I appreciate you wanting to get me all the money that I can get. So let me explain it to you again. We have 140,000 people that follow us. We have we have over 1 million people that listen to this recording, and we have for years, every week as the recordings go through. We have less than 100 or 100 people who actually make donations, because they're the same people all the time, pretty much. $5, $10, $1, because I get a lot of dollars. Okay, here as it goes through. It's not taking anything from Keisha's kids, because Keisha's kids isn't a foundation yet, isn't up and running, and nobody's making donations to it. Now, the opposite thing is, I put it on YouTube or Google. They paid me $50,000 a month because that's what I was offered, and everybody says, he's just making up this, he's doing everything else, and he's, you know, this whole big scam, because he's getting $500,000 a year. So I'm saying I don't need $500,000 a year to try to help people, something I was doing for free. certainly not to run this radio. I don't need $500,000 a year or more to do that. So I'd rather do just what we're doing. Those who want to help, help. Those who don't, over 100,000 and more, get it absolutely free. So people can say what they want. I know what we're doing, and I know why we're doing it. But thank you. I appreciate you thinking about it.
If you got the 50,000, you could, we could do a nonprofit and start Keisha's Kids and start giving it to them, or buying Dinar in their name. You know, it's just a thought.
I know. Thank you, and I do appreciate
all right.
it.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
All right, bye-bye.
Howdy. Bye. 972 area code, you're on. 972-825.
Hey there, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I want to tell you, I was on the call on Monday, and I heard you call out my number, but I was in the emergency room with my mother, so I paid attention to what they were saying. But I appreciated the information you gave, and I'm real excited about that. I guess the only question I've got today, I was pleased to hear what Tony said about the 20 million on the Dinar app and 200 million on the Dong. And I don't have much to say on but those are good numbers. I appreciate that. The one thing I was questioning. Yeah.
Hold on for a second.
Yeah.
First of all, how is your mom? Is she okay?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you asking. She woke up a little confused about 5 in the morning. She's a spiritual woman. She was praying and then couldn't remember what she just prayed. And she read. She couldn't remember what she just read. About 10:30, she called me and got her to the emergency room. Ran all kinds of tests. They determined it wasn't a stroke. It could have been a seizure of some sort, and she goes tomorrow to see the neurologist. But thank you for asking. She is in normal shape today. And thank
all
you
right,
for asking.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, the next thing is the numbers I gave you guys.
Yeah.
Were the numbers, when he got SKRs, that was the most they would give him an SKR for. SKRs would limit it to those amounts. Because he had SKRs for those amounts, that's all he could exchange 2 weeks ago was what he had the SKRs for. The rest he has to wait until the actual RV takes place. So we are not limited. You know, I've talked to the bank people. There's not going to be a limit. Those were the limits for his SKR. That's all. So that's what he was able to exchange.
Well, that's
okay.
Excellent news. Even more excellent.
Okay.
I will not be hindered in any way by that, but I have some friends that will also be significantly helped by that. And good deal. Two more days this week, 4 more days in the month. I think we've kind of got it surrounded.
Me too. Just let it be true.
Yeah.
That's all I say. Let it be true this time, please.
Yes.
Let's get over it. Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Appreciate you guys' help. See you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
sir.
205 area code, you are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. This is your friend from Alabama. Really don't have any questions. Just wanted to wish Tony happy birthday and just hope everything goes real well for you on it. And just looking forward to meeting you guys when this thing's over. God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
713 area code, you are on.
Hey, Ray, how you doing today?
Hey, I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. Tony, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I wish you many more years with lots of love and good health with your family at your side, sir.
I'm going to try to do 60 more, but we'll see what happens.
That's a great goal. Go for it, man. I hope you make it.
Okay.
So want to make it quick because I know you're making this a shorter call and see get more of the people on. Do you have anything about, have you heard anything about contractors and what they're paying? Any updates on that?
No, and I actually tried to find out this morning, and I still haven't gotten anything from them. They haven't gotten any updates of when to look for it. So we'll see what happens. All right.
And any more confirmation on any more of the lower denoms being out any further? I know you said they've been trickling out. Are they seeing them more yet in Iraq, and especially in Baghdad?
We did hear they were talking about it more and talking about the exchanges more on the street. The people were hearing that, and the bankers were actually explaining things to people when they come into the bank. But other than that, there's no more articles and there's nothing else on TV that has come out. So we'll see.
Okay. When this does go and then it goes into Forex and starts to float, I know you've talked about the hours that Forex is open, but just so from my mind and clarity, you know, from watching the rate, is Forex going to constantly be floating like stocks are every second, every minute, or is it going to update, you know, periodically throughout the day or once a day, just so I know watching that.
Every second, every minute, just like currency does right now. Every second, every minute, up and down. Yep.
Okay. All right. So you got to be right there and ready to go watching it like a hawk constantly on that.
Well, you know, guys do day trading. Guys trade all the time, and they have systems, and you know, they put in warnings or they put in, you know, I'll put in my sell order. So when it gets to this number, sell. But I have somebody watching to do that, or you can automatically put it in for it to sell. That's if you're on Forex and you're doing it in that market. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to be watching Forex, looking for that rate that we want for that day. When it gets up to $5, $6, whatever, because throughout the day, it's only going to trade back pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. You never know how fast it's going. But the bank is going to lock in on that morning. They're not trading every minute. Every morning, they're looking to see what the rate is. That's their rate for the day.
Got it. Okay. Then it's basically watch it. And watch and see what happens throughout the day. If you don't go in that day because you don't like the rate with the bank, then watch it and see what happens throughout that day. And then you'll have a good idea what the bank will be setting for the next day if it shoots up or shoots down or something like that.
That's right. As it's going up, you're going to know, okay, you continue to go. When the market's closed, I'm looking at it. Well, Forex trades 24 hours once it's open. So you can go in and look at it any time. It's continuing to grow. Then, yeah, tomorrow morning I can expect the bank to have this rate. And when you call the bank's 800 number the next day, you see what the rate is. Say, that's the one I've been waiting for. Let me call my wealth manager back, and let's go.
Right. Let's go. All right. That's pretty much it. That's the questions I had. I appreciate it. Again, happy birthday. Enjoy your day tomorrow. I won't be there because I'm way on the East Coast, and I can't get out there. But I will be there in spirit with you, and I hope you enjoy yourself. And maybe we're all starting to go to the bank tomorrow as a birthday present, too.
Oh, man, that would be great, wouldn't it?
It would be. We'll talk to you soon, and take care now. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks.
Okay. 317, you are on.
Good day, both of you. Happy birthday, Tony, early.
Thank you.
Question. I've been hearing some different things on just in reading on the internet and so forth. Now, Tony, you've mentioned that the SKRs are getting paid. In the past, you've said that, you know, when the SKRs were paid, we're going to get paid. So that obviously has changed, it sounds like.
No. When you start seeing the groups going through, and they're going through as groups, and it's hundreds of thousands of people getting paid, we're going to be getting paid. Now, if there's certain individuals getting paid, then they're just going to get paid because they know somebody who can get them paid.
Okay. Okay, because I was reading, too, that, you know, and I know, you know, you said there's a lot of fake stuff out there. There's a lot of people that are talking, don't know what they're talking about, you know, but I've heard that, you know, that now they're doing for the exchange people. They're letting them actually do their exchanges before we go, and they're not going to get liquid but until after it's done, but they're letting them, you know, do an exchange in order to keep them from having to do rehiring for that position. I didn't know if you had heard that or not, or if it's true or if it's possible. I mean, it would make sense to me, kind of, because I wouldn't want to have to retrain all these people to do these exchanges later.
Okay, so I missed your question and comment there. They're letting the people who are doing the exchanges exchange. Is that what you're saying?
Right. They're letting them go before us. That's, in other words, they were saying that's part of what we're waiting on. The SKRs, some fees and penalties to be paid. These exchange people that are, you know, working at the exchange centers, letting them go first, you know, so that they're able to just do our exchanges and not sit there and basically be in a grumble because they didn't get it or whatever.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay. Okay.
So you work for the bank, and for years, they've been telling you this is a lie, this is a lie, this is a lie, it's never going to happen. Or they pull you in and say, hey, sign this NDA, this is going to happen, and we're going to train you. But part of it is, because this is what happened, you can't own any of this currency. Anybody doing an exchange cannot own any of this currency. They all had to sign saying that. Now, why? Because if a year ago or 5 years ago, we brought you in as the bank and told you that, and you didn't have the good sense that God gave you to go out and start buying it, you'd be a damn fool, wouldn't you? If I just told you it's going to happen and trained you to make it happen?
It makes sense to me.
Okay, so let's listen on top of that. Now, some idiot is telling you that all these people who are getting ready to do our exchanges went out and bought dinar. They didn't buy $50,000, you know, or $100,000, when they could have been buying all this dong and dinar and knowing what the rates are going to be and all this is real. Now they're going to let these people exchange, and they got $50, $60 million each because they've been buying for 5 years, or they got $5 or $6 million. They're going to let them exchange and now work for $15 an hour doing our exchange? I mean, who does that make sense to, really?
Okay. I mean, I understand that, but they're not actually liquid yet. It's kind of like they're getting an SKR. That's what I was reading. And I mean, it makes sense in both ways because, you know, I would not want to retrain a bunch of people once they find out this is real. I'm going to work, like you say, for $15 an hour when I could be rich with like the rest of these people in a week. I think I'm going to find me another job in a week or so and figure this thing out somewhere else. You know, that's
okay.
I mean, so either way, it makes sense. I'm just in general asking, had you heard?
I am too. And I'm trying to tell you guys how to think through some of this. Now,
okay.
I work at the bank, and again, I got $50 million worth, and you're going to give me an SKR and tell me I can't exchange or get my cash until I go through the next 3 months of exchanging all these people who need to exchange, when I could simply walk off your job and go to the next bank or any of these other banks and exchange my money and have $50 million in my hand? I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody.
Okay.
These people are just making up stuff, telling you guys they're not even thinking it through. I know for a fact at three banks, they all had to sign affidavits that they would not buy any dinar and that they did not have any of these currencies. Now, did they go get their family members to buy some? Yes, because that made sense.
Sure
them
was.
Themselves cannot own the currencies as long as they're part of the exchange.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, like I say, that makes sense. And I just was throwing it out because I had read it just last night. So you, what you're saying, though, is you are still hearing that we're supposed to be going to the bank sometime yet this week or before Sunday.
I am still hearing that right now.
Okay.
That's the plan. Okay. And as of right now, it hasn't been scuttled. And I don't know what's going to happen at the last minute. But
right.
as of this morning, that's still the plan.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my only question. I'm sorry. Sorry. It didn't make a whole lot of sense after you say it back to me, but.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're hearing all, you don't know what's going on, why it's being held up. Everything's done. Everything's done. You keep hearing that. You know, that's what you've been, everything is done. We're not waiting on anything, but we don't know what we're waiting on. So anything thrown out there at this point is I guess.
And that's what they're doing. They don't have a clue. I mean, I don't know why it's not done either. I mean, but what I'm not going to do is make up a bunch of BS that don't even make good common sense.
Well, that makes sense. That's why I ask you. I read other people and I try to, you know, some of the I hear the same thing you give us. So, you know, it's not like everything is all scuttlebutt different than what you're giving us, but. You know, that one was a little bit out there, so I wanted to ask while I had you had a chance. All right.
No, and I encourage that, and I've encouraged it for years. Tony don't know everything. I mean, go out there and listen to other people, and other people have good ideas. I mean, about what to do and everything else. I don't have every idea, but, you know, some of this, the crazy stuff is what gets to me. That's all. The stuff that doesn't even make good common sense. And if you're going to be a guru, at least go through the steps to make it make sense to somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great birthday. Enjoy your day.
All Bye-bye. Right. Thank you.
281 area code. You're on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, great.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Tony. I really hope you have a great one. I'm very optimistic for the next 5 days, but I hate to say this, but I don't think it's going to happen this weekend. For no other reason, it never does. We had so many false starts. I'm serious. I mean, I'm hoping and praying it does, but it just seemed we went through this so many times. And I had heard another back wall of April the 12th. I don't know if you heard anything about that, but I just want to mention an interesting note another guru had mentioned recently. He said that, and I get this, I want to see your take on this. He said Trump apparently just supposedly signed the okay to release the RV. And he said, what he said when he did, he said he could not sign the RV until the Mueller investigation was over. And then the guy said, I wish I knew this 2 years ago. But do you hear anything about that?
What would the Mueller investigation have to do with him signing the RV? I mean, what would that have to do?
Well, you know, here's the way I would have thought. I agree with that. I don't see why I would. But the only thing I could say is, well, he wanted to make sure he was he was found clean from the so-called, you know, all those allegations against him. And once he was clean,
okay.
he would do it. But,
let me ask you this. He's found guilty. I mean, there's something there. Do you know how long it would take to impeach him? You know how many votes they'd have to get to do that? I mean, he's got found guilty of a whole lot of things in the future, the state of New York and everything else that's going on in the companies and organizations. But what would that have to do with the RV? I mean, it's signed off. It's the Treasury. It's all the other countries in the world. Now you're telling me the fact that something good, bad, or indifferent happens to him personally is stopping the rest of the world from rotating.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Keep this in mind, too. If what he said is reasonably correct, there's still a lot in that Mueller report that could still, supposedly impeach him. So the thing about it, if he's going to wait for that, that could be another 5 years. So, as I said, I was telling you, believe me, I've been with you for 7-8 years, and I believe you, and I really like you, very much. The thing is that it's just extremely to a lot of people, the girl before us too. When we say we're going to get it done, and you do everything you can to have it done, but it never happens. And I hope and pray for everybody on the call that it does happen, by the end of the month. But I just think that I hate to say this, but the Monday call comes around. If there is a Monday call, they're going to say, "Well, why didn't it happen?" And that's my concern right now is that what's our next deal after if it doesn't happen this month. What do you think at this point?
It's my concern, too. I mean, it absolutely is, because I want this to be over with. God knows I want it to be over with so bad. But I don't control it. I don't get to make the decision. I just get to talk to some of the people involved who said this is the plan we're going with right now. The final decision is going to be made in the Treasury somewhere whenever they decide to release it. Mnuchin, whoever it is. But it's not going to be based on the Mueller report. I mean, somebody's tax returns or anything else doesn't make sense. In that case, what was Obama waiting for? How come Bush didn't do it? You think he had to sit around and wait for Trump to get in office 12 years later and let's see if he gets impeached before this goes through? Again, people are not using common sense.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the global economy. It's going to happen whether he got impeached or whether he gets reelected. It's still going to happen. One guy, personal conflict, is not going to control the economy of the world. That just doesn't even make good common sense to anybody.
I agree there, but doesn't he have to sign it? Does Trump have to actually sign off on it for it to happen?
That was already signed off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys, Friday, I had somebody in the room. It has been signed off.
Okay. That's my thought.
All the release codes have been done. They just haven't been sent to the bank yet. It had nothing to do with the Mueller report. Okay, the Mueller report's out. How come we didn't go to the bank this morning or yesterday?
Yeah.
Is that what we were waiting for? I mean,
yeah, I agree.
Does that make sense?
One last comment here, Tony. Maliki and the cabinet. Is Maliki in a non-influential situation in the cabinet? And on those two ministers that are waiting to be put in, are either one of those going to be pro-Iran type ministers or what? And do you know anything about that?
We know the names that were submitted. I don't know the final one who's going to win, but nobody's arguing about it today. Nobody's been arguing about it this whole week. There's no articles out. Stars are saying, just let's get it done. Let's get the people what they want. What we don't hear them arguing about is interior, defense, anybody else. So I'm going to assume, like I've been told, that it is done and that they've just been waiting until whenever to make the announcement, which is time for the RV. One thing they know when they make that announcement, the whole world knows that their currency is going to go up from that point. So I think it would be right after they do the currency, it would go through, but we'll see.
That sounds great. Okay, you have a happy birthday, and we'll keep in touch. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. All right.
301, you're on.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
All right.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, sir. To the nth degree.
I just have three questions, and listening to some of the questions that some of the people ask make me feel okay now.
hey, there's never a dumb question, though. Really, it's not.
Yeah,
somebody
I
put it
you.
Out there. All right.
Well, the first question is, I have a dong and saw the posting of, was it 2.22 to 260? Do they think the sucker rate is going to be under the $2.22?
Okay. 47 cent was a great rate for the dong, to tell you the truth. But I hope it comes out at $2 and keeps going up. But I was just told that there's going to be a sucker rate for the dinar. I don't know what is going to happen with the dong and the zim. So I'm going to wait and see what rate it comes out at. They're not going to go up as fast as the dinar goes up. I can tell you that.
Okay, so the 2.22 that you had on the website or on the form, was that an estimate? $2.22?
It was what? It's the rates that are showing on the screen, going back and forth on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So possibility that the day of or whatever, it would be $2.22 to $2.60.
Correct.
Okay, cool. The other question is, would the 260 be the highest it may go within 3 to 5 days? Like, is there $2.22 could possibly go up to 260, or that's just the range? And we're talking about dong.
Again, it's the range on the screen. I don't know where the dong is going to go. I don't know how fast it's going to go. And even if it's going to go up, it may just sit there. It may not be the same kind of interest that there is in the dinar. I can't gauge that. I know the dinar has been hyped up and talked about for years, and people are going to jump in because they know what the value is there. Okay?
Gotcha.
They have more chance of a greater return in the dinar. If the dong comes out at 222 and is only going to go up to 260, that may be over weeks or months if it does that. But my chance of making any immediate money off of that 222 are almost nil, because it may go up pennies at a time to reach up to that. Well, we know if the dinar comes out at 186 or $2.20, we know the goal was 443, and we know even at that rate that all the investors, everybody else is going to push it up to the $10 or $12 and let it fall back down. Everybody knows that's going to happen once it's announced.
Okay. All right. So that sucker rate could be anywhere between 10 cents to 20 cents in essence.
I don't think it's going to be that low.
Okay. Any idea, a guesstimation of what you think it might be?
I don't know. It might be two something. I don't know. She just said, don't go the first day. But anyway, all you got to do. I mean, I say go if you can get the contract rate, but don't go for the rate that comes out, because we know it's sucker rate already.
Hmm? Okay. Because I went to the bank and I spoke to a banker, and he had no clue, but then I got some idea about it. I spoke to a financial person, and I gave, you know, filled out the contract, and we're going to see if we can go back afterwards. I figure I just, once it switches over, I'll put it in the checking account, then I come back with that financial person and go do what I'm going to do with it. But anyway, the last question, I know you guys are busy. I had someone yesterday tell me, and I was trying to explain it to him. I got a lot of naysayers. Obviously, you have that when something good's going to happen. But I was trying to explain it to him. What he told me, that back in the day when Kuwait had their switchover or whatever, that there was currencies that were put out. Now, okay, the reason why he told me this, because he was trying to give me an explanation of why what I have in dong won't be usable. They would just give me my money back. For instance, if I bought $300 in dong, then when I go back to the bank, they would say, oh, here's your $300 because we got new dong currency and yours is not that. Therefore, you can only get what you put in. You won't get the money for the new currency. I mean, that sounds kind of stupid to me, but I just wanted to just get one clarification on that.
He is absolutely 100% wrong.
Okay. Okay.
You will get the value. First of all, they haven't announced any new currency, and they're not going to do it 10 minutes after the RV, say, hey, we got new money over here, because it's not in circulation or anything else. Second of all, whenever they do that, they have to give a time frame for everyone to convert the old currency over to the new currency. None of that has happened, and I can tell you whoever told you that is clueless how this money works.
I thought so. I just wanted to put some clarification. Well, gentlemen, I'm all wrapped up. I appreciate you all taking time. And I just want to thank you for doing this whole thing. I found out about it recently and got my mom involved and my brother and a couple people that I love into it. So I'm looking forward to a good weekend. And God bless you guys. And, hey, happy birthday.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Take care.
All right.
All right, sir. We're out of time.
All right, guys, we're still waiting because that's all we can do. The numbers look good. Everybody's still excited. I'm still hearing, you know, by the end of the month. I do want you guys to know that traders were notified again this week. Bank people were notified again this week. People overseas, so those other people that we wanted to get notifications did receive them once again this week. So let's see what happens this go-round. This is the third time. Maybe the third time's a charm. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm getting ready to start the birthday party, so by the time midnight gets here, I'll be well into it. And I'll see you guys tomorrow at the party. Right?
All right, folks, that's going to do it for today's segment. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. And if nothing develops, we'll be back Friday with our regularly scheduled call, but if something develops, you'll know it, we'll know it, and everyone else will know it too. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now,
God, we are giving your problems an expiration date, and we're saying it's over, that you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough, and I believe that God's going to do it for you.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press this session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday. We're out of here.